produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Daily Audio Stash is where responsible marijuana smokers listen in on the latest news about cannabis, hear the voices of the marijuana law reform movement in special segments and interviews, and kick back with comedy and music no other podcast can offer. It's Normal's Daily Audio Stash. More information at normalaudiostash.com.
Hi, this is Keith Stropp, founder of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, also known as NORML. When I founded the organization in 1970 to create a national discussion on the need to legalize marijuana for responsible adult use, no one honestly believed that 36 years later, marijuana would still be an illegal and untaxed commodity. However, since NORML began this important advocacy effort, 12 states have decriminalized the possession of marijuana, and 11 states have passed medical marijuana laws or voter initiatives, meaning that over one-third of the American population lives in a state or municipality that has reformed their marijuana laws. Isn't it time that Congress step in and pass national legislation to reform marijuana laws? Let's finish the job of legalizing marijuana once and for all by you and your like-minded friends joining and supporting NORML's long-standing advocacy. You can learn more about NORML's marijuana law reform efforts or become an active supporter by calling toll-free 888-67-NORML or by visiting www.normal.org.
Welcome back to the Audio Stash. Today, I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Take a moment to join us at NORML. Just visit norml.org. Make sure you get our weekly NORML News podcast. Our stories this week: Europe approves cannabinoid blocking agent for prescription use, anti-cannabis pill to be marketed as an anti-obesity drug, and ruling expected shortly in legal challenge to U.S. government's pot monopoly. Just visit norml.org/podcast to pick up the NORML News feed. Fridays here on The Stash, we get to kick back with extended music and comedy. We definitely have fun here on Fridays and build a stash that will last all weekend. First up today, a story of romance and inspiration. Mark Emery, probably the number one target of U.S. marijuana prohibition outside the U.S. borders, recently got married in Vancouver. Mark sets a courageous example as he continues to publish in print and online, produce TV, and live a normal and happy life. Mark Emery celebrates green wedding in Vancouver. Mark Emery, Canada's legendary pot activist, was married last Sunday in Vancouver, British Columbia. His wife, knowing that her new husband could spend large parts of their marriage in court or in a U.S. jail, as part of his mission to legalize marijuana. Emery, 48, heads the British Columbia Marijuana Party and publishes Cannabis Culture magazine. He's currently charged with selling marijuana seeds to Americans through the mail, conspiracy to manufacture marijuana, and conspiracy to engage in money laundering. He was arrested last July with Michelle Rainey Finkarik and Greg Williams after police raided Emery's business in Vancouver, following an 18-month investigation by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. The wedding ceremony took place under a white tent in the city's Queen Elizabeth Park, where about 100 guests sat in suits and dresses, continually passing around joints. Blue, sunny skies and a garden full of flowers with a backdrop for the nuptials. After the ceremony, the bride, wearing a long white strapless wedding dress, lit up what she called a wedding doobie. The Emerys then shared in front of a crowd of media their first joint as husband and wife, inhaling the smoke, and then kissing each other. When asked how the two will cope if he gets extradited to the U.S., Emery said he was upbeat and positive. Emery's case has become one of the highest-profile legal tests of the drug war across the Canadian border. We have links to Mark Emery in Cannabis Culture magazine at normalaudiostash.com. Up at normalaudiostash.com. Next up today, some comedy from the Pot's greatest hit CD, a stash of stand-up comedy. You can buy this CD. We got links to it right up at normalaudiostash.com. Every single purchase supports the Normal Foundation.
All my friends are stoners, lighting up all of the time. Everybody has a
Where are we doing this? Oh, right here? Oh.
Cool. Thanks.
Hello, stoners or friends of stoners. I think that should cover everyone, because if you're listening to this, either you like weed or you know someone who likes weed. Welcome to Pot's Greatest Hits, a stash of stand-up comedy. My name is Doug Benson, or DB to those of you who know my initials. I'm going to be your host for our humorous journey down Sensimilla Street. Most of this CD was recorded live at the M Bar in Hollywood, but we found some great material recorded at clubs around the country. So sit back, relax, and join me in a hit. Or grab your favorite beverage and enjoy Pot's Greatest Hits. This first guy is one of my all-time favorites. I think you'll recognize him with your ears.
Oh, shit! Holy crap! Who's high? Welcome to Pot's Greatest Hits. This is a night of pot humor that is being recorded for an album, or CD as they call them these days, that will be released sometime in the future. So you can sit and listen to it and go, that's my laugh right there. That's my not laughing right there. You can go back and reminisce about what you enjoyed and what you didn't enjoy. So we've got 78 comedians that are going to come up here. Because most of them smoke pot, we had a hard time finding ones that were like, no, I don't have anything about that. Right now, I am in the midst of, you know how you're supposed to make your New Year's resolutions before New Year's? I started mine a few weeks ago. In the tradition of the Morgan Spurlock movie, Supersize Me, I decided to get high every day for 30 days to see what would happen. And I call it Super High Me, or Business as Usual. A lot of people think pot smokers are lazy. I am not lazy. I am a multitasking pot smoker. It's true. Just the other day, I was walking down the street, stoned. Okay, I won't count that as two things. I was walking down the street, I was putting eye drops in my eyes, I was talking on my cell phone, and I was getting hit by a car. All at the same... I just completed a run in a show in New York called The Marijuana Logs. The Marijuana Logs is like the Vagina Monologues, but with pot instead of vaginas. And so that makes people say, well, does that mean you're against vaginas? That you hate vaginas at the Marijuana Logs? You're making fun of them? No, we love vaginas. We want vaginas in the seats, especially vaginas that smoke marijuana, which I saw once in a foreign country. It cost me $6 and a chicken.
Jake Annarino recorded this set at Go Bananas in Cincinnati. He's a comic, a musician, and tours with an improv troupe. But we only care that he loves weed, right, Jake?
I smoke a lot of weed. They lump it in with crack and heroin. That's bullshit. They're like, crack heroin and, ooh, marijuana, ooh. You see crack babies. You never see no weed baby pop out with dreads. Where's the bong mama? Shaba.
Excuse me, Mr. Officer.
That shit doesn't happen. It's bullshit. Like, why do they test athletes for marijuana? Can someone explain that? They're testing athletes. Like, weed might give you some unfair competitive edge. The quarterback drops back and plays guitar. 10-yard loss. My grandma's like, I don't understand you kids today and your illegal drugs. I'm like, no shit, grandma. It's because you're blitzed on prescription medication. Escalators elude my grandma. She misses the step and then watches it go up. That's the one I want. Nope, didn't get. I'm like, give me some of that shit, grandma. It's better than weed. That's the good stuff. I don't do the stupid shit that they do in those commercials. I've never run over a kid on his bike coming out of the drive-thru. Who's letting their kid ride their bike in front of the damn drive-thru window? Don't blame me. That's not my weed. It's your shitty parent is what it is. Watch your kid, man. Stoners aren't ripping out of the drive-thru. Punch it. They're like, let's eat here. I've never shot my friend in the face. You see this one? The two kids are doing bong rips. One of them picks up a gun, which everybody keeps right next to their bong, Snoop Dogg, and poof, shoots his buddy in the face. That's some bullshit. A gun's the last thing I want to mess with when I'm stoned. I'm like, careful with that candle. Let alone the pistola. Yeah, man. Then they have this one commercial that shows a big fat joint. It says, this is the joint Bob bought. I'm like, all right, Bob, that's a big fucking joint. Big joint. Nice commercial. Then it shows a picture of a beautiful woman, and it says, this is the dealer that sold it to him. Like, hot chicks sell weed. Hot chicks don't sell weed. Hot chicks don't even buy weed. They're like, I'll smoke yours and not fuck you. I'm not saying I don't do stupid shit when I'm stoned. I do. I filled up my gas tank, drove off with the hose still in the car. You ever? My friend's like, the cop pulls out behind us. My buddy's like, act natural. Like a cop's not going to notice 80 feet of hose just whipping outside my car. And I'm stoned. You know why I pulled you over? No, but turn your lights back on. I'm going to, okay, time to go to jail. Fuck it. Here we go. Take me in. Guilty. Weed is safe. Safer than booze. Half you fuckers are going to drive home with one hand over your eye. It's one lane now. I'm going to be friendly, patient, tolerant, stoned. Go ahead, after you. No road rage when you're stoned. You cut me off! Yeah! I like your car, man. Say what you will about alcohol. Weed never made me fuck a fat chick. That's all I'm saying. Take it or leave it. I'll fuck a fat chick for a bag of weed, but that's different. That's called being thrifty, is what that is. I'm a penny pincher.
That was comedy from the Pot's Greatest Hits CD, a stash of stand-up comedy. Again, you can buy this CD with links we got at normalaudiostash.com. Go get a few. Every single purchase helps out Normal. Next up today, some music from one of Normal's legal committee team, Ben Scales, with this little ditty, Growing Marijuana in My Yard. Ben's quite a lawyer. He was a public defender in Guam, where he championed a major Rastafarian case. We got links to more of Ben's out-of-courtroom musings at normalaudiostash.com.
I call this my coming out of the closet song. I'm not at all ashamed to say that I'm growing marijuana in my yard. Growing marijuana in my yard. I got little pots of pot spread out all over the lot, 'cause I'm growing marijuana in my yard. Well, I got the seed from Mexico, stuck it in some dirt and let it grow. I put it in my garden with my peppers and my peas, and I get all the smoke I need for free, 'cause I'm growing marijuana in my yard. Growing marijuana in my yard. Keep it where no one can see, so let's keep this between you and me. I'm growing marijuana in my yard. Yes, I'm growing marijuana in my yard. But I can't tell my boss or I'll get far. I don't grow much, just what I use. I work all day, and when I'm through, I smoke some marijuana from my yard. Yeah. Now the policeman, he wants to talk to me. He says, how you gonna smoke up all that weed? He says, money's what you're in it for. Don't you know we're in a war? Now I'm gonna haul your ass downtown with me. I said, hey man, what is it to you? How do I infringe on what you do? Well, I beg your pardon if you're offended by my garden. But I just can't grow Prozac in my yard. So I grow my own medicine in my yard. I give some to my neighbor for his heart. I share it with my grandma, who keeps it from her son. 'Cause we all know that stuff's against the law. Well, now there's nothing growing in my yard. 'Cause the cops took all my land, both my cars. Now I have to buy my pot from a teenager in a parking lot who's growing marijuana in his yard. Oh, anyone can grow it in their yard. Hey, I can show you how, it ain't hard. Never mind the president, let's overgrow the government, and I'll grow marijuana in our yard. Let's grow some marijuana.
That was Ben Scales from Normal's Legal Committee, talented in the courtroom and on the stage. We have links to him at normalaudiostash.com.
James Rockford here from peopleradio.com, and you're listening to Normal, the podcast for the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Oh, I didn't know they needed reforming. It's illegal, you say? I'll be right back. Sorry, I had to flush my goldfish down the toilet. What was this about marijuana? Oh, well, now on with the show.
All right, let's check in with our web polling. And first of all, thanks to everybody who sent in your votes and comments. The emails just keep coming in here, and we really appreciate it. Some random comments, some really funny comments, actually, we posted up at normalaudiostash.com. We asked you last week, have you ever taken a cannabis vacation? Well, here's how the votes evened out. Yes was 32. No was 30. Not sure was 14. You know, out of the yes votes, we got a lot of different responses. People talked about all the different places they traveled around the world, from Jamaica to Amsterdam, and even some of the concert events that are happening, like Seattle's Hemp Fest coming up here in August. Out of the no votes, most of the folks said the same thing I did when I had to vote no as well, which was, I wish I had taken a cannabis vacation. And you know what? I'm probably planning one right now. Out of the not sures, a lot of people weren't sure about this, you know, and we got some funny quotes up there on the website again at normalaudiostash.com. But if you're not sure about cannabis tourism, we got some interesting links right up on the website today. This week, we're asking you, have you ever been a member of Normal? This organization has been around for 36 years and literally hundreds of thousands of people over the decades have gotten involved. Have you, our podcast audience, ever been involved with Normal? We're not trying to guilt trip you today, although you can join with easy links at normalaudiostash.com at norml.org as well. But we're not trying to guilt trip you today. We just want to know, have you been active? Have you in the past been a member of Normal? Have you taken that step to support the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws? Vote up at normalaudiostash.com. The poll is in the right-hand column, and thanks everybody for participating in our weekly web poll. Uh-huh. Let's wrap things up today with this little compilation from podshow.com, the place for pod-safe music and comedy. First today, we'll hear Rachel Cann with Montana de Oro, and then some of the finest podcast comedy out there from Peeper Radio Theater.
Backing out every word uttered with edible proportion, inevitability. We are the girls with the time bomb tongues, counting down until others duck and cover, unable to contain the runaway train of our freight-weighted force of nature, with pocketfuls of shiny shards, with palmfuls of question marks, with bellyfuls of crackling chrysalis glistening. We are the girls, anointed in snake oil we didn't covet. And so now are we running, breathless from screaming at Joshua trees in the rain to make clean what was tainted, praying to be redeemed in clemency. We are the girls, exquisite in our comprehension of excruciate. We spill love. We are leaking transmissions from each duct, yet for every breath we ponder reversing, for every moment insurmountable, we are tenfold beholden, grateful, awestruck at the vast and delicate delectation of this particular and precious and tenuous existence. We are bursting at the seams, innocent criminals teeming with rubies. We make way. Any Helena will tell you, consider the orchid amputated and atrophying in glass. Note the skinned blood ball of discarded mink. It is the nature of our species to destroy what it desires, to consume, to violate and take what it deems beauty. We are the girls trapped in concrete, only knowing there is a snow globe inside, a memory floating in pale grace, a place where the bottom of the sea has heaved its own tectonics and nudged up through the surface of the earth in all its sedimentary splendor. It is triumph despite the unbearable gravity of being. We make way with pocketfuls of shiny shards, with palmfuls of question marks, with bellyfuls of crackling chrysalis glistening, glittering.
Well then, you've sunk my battleship. Or maybe you haven't. I wouldn't know. I don't speak your blasted moon language.
Oh, I say, Nigel, have you any problems with spiders in your room recently?
Spiders? Well, no, I don't think so.
It's just, Nigel, and I don't say this to panic you one jot, but, well, I've killed a rather large number recently.
A lot, you say?
No, no, I said a rather large number.
Yes, and I inferred, dearest gent, that by that you meant a lot.
Oh, well, yes, in that case I suppose that you're correct.
So these spiders, dear boy?
Yes. No, killed a rather large number of them recently. Or, as you say, a lot.
So we've established.
No. Maybe it's better if I showed you. Come this way, boyo. Rather a large ship we have, isn't it?
Indeed. The Trafalgar is large, but to compensate, it does have the biggest straight-four warp engine in its class.
Yes. Here's my room.
It was rated by Space Consumer Reports as the best economy space-touring vehicle around.
I'm going to open the door now. Don't be alarmed, as it were, if there is one in there now.
It way outpaces the inferior hyperdrive funny stuff, etc., etc. class vehicle.
Here we go.
Top marks in all of its spacey categories. Good God!
Close it! Close it!
That's the beast?
Yes, rather an obnoxious breed, I'd say. Oh, he's clawing and scratching at me whilst I'm asleep.
You sleep with those things in your room?
Well, no use in letting my comfy bed go to waste just because of a little spider. No arachnid is going to drive me from my Carillion duck-down mattress. Have you tried one of those? They're the most comfortable thing.
Are you daft, man? That's the Altairian mega-spider. They can take a man apart with their bare mandibles in seconds. Well, it's either that or they lay eggs in your ears and let the babies kill you slowly by eating your brain in the process, driving you utterly mad.
Gads! Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Oh, it would be terrible.
Simply.
I'd hate to go out like that, I tell you, old bean. Well, looks like you're sleeping on the space hypercot.
But all my precious things are in there. My mattress, my pants.
To the devil with your pants.
But where will I put my legs, Nigel?
To the devil with your legs.
Well, since you put it like that.
So, tea then?
No, quite. Let me just grab my teacup.
What in heaven?
Gads, Nigel, you're cursing like a sailor. I curb the mouth, would you, old boy?
Close it! Close it! Glad that's over.
Well, that solved it. We're to never go in there again.
Agreed. Tea?
Quite. Let me just grab my...
Good save, Travis!
Oh, that gave me quite a start.
Yeah, you know, it's good for calming the nerves.
Hey, what's that, Nigel?
Why, tea, of course.
Quite. Let me just grab my cup.
Hold on a moment, Hawthorne. I seem to remember there's some reason we ought not go in there. Oh, that's right. The giant spider.
The giant spider!
Well, I guess it's Ixnay on the e-cup day then, old sport, what?
But it's my teacup, Nigel.
No, the spiders have spoken.
Well, I'll just drink from my hands, I suppose.
Well, maybe you should.
Scald my hands with boiling tea.
Speaking of pain, Hawthorne, how's your head?
Oh, fine.
Nothing wrong with it?
No, sir, I feel just peachy.
No itching, say, in the ear and or brain area?
Nay, Nigel, nay.
I could have sworn that...
That what?
Well, never mind. Let's just get some of that tea, shall we?
Oh, yes, let's. Tea with... milk noodle point chip, etc.
Oh, God! Stay calm, Hawthorne! I'll go get help! Holy quick, Mary! Thank you.
That was Rachel Cann with Montana de Oro and some of the finest podcast comedy out there from Peeper Radio Theater. We got links to these artists right up at normalaudiostash.com. This has been Normal's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. If you listen to the Audio Stash, vote for us at Podcast Alley or other podcast directory services. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today. Everyone have a fun summer weekend out there, and we're back at 4:20 on Monday. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.
We welcome your feedback, questions, comments, and most importantly, your support. Contact us at Normal and the Normal Foundation, 1600 K Street, Suite 501, Washington, D.C., 2006-2832, or email normal@normal.org.